Parshas Boy.
Whoa, Maishala, slow down. And next time maybe it's Kedai to open the door first and then come in. Look at all my umbrellas spread over the stairs.
Sorry, Zaidi, but great news! Can you guess from how excited I am what it is?
Let's see. From the way you charged in here, can I guess? I've got it! They're building a new subway line that is going to run through my dining room from downstairs. That's what you sounded like.
No, even better. Yaakov Baruch?
Yaakov, oh yes. The Baruch who eats by us Shabbos?
He's a chassan.
Baruch Hashem, mazel tov. Now that is gewaldige news. Mashallah, you've made my day. Oh, I was bespowled for him for so long now. Uh-oh, here comes the next rocket ship. Must be my other grandchild, Shimmy.
Sorry, Zaidi. I knocked over all of your umbrellas.
It's okay. They're used to it by now. Well, I'm glad you remembered to open your parachute before you landed. What's happening, Shimmela? Why are you so excited?
You know, Yaakov Baruch, Zaidi knows...
Shh! I don't know anything. New Shimmela? Tell me what's happening.
Can you guess, Zaidi?
Can I guess? I haven't the vaguest idea. What is it? Tell me, I'm all excited. Did Mashiach come?
No. Not yet. I hope it's gonna come soon.
Did your father win the lottery?
No. Not yet. I hope he wins it soon.
Did you fail your Chumash test?
No, not yet. Hopefully I'll fail it soon. Hopefully I'll never fail it.
I know. I know why you're so excited. You found my watch. You lost last year.
No, hopefully I'll never find it. Hopefully I will.
Well, I can't wait any longer. I'm too excited. Tell me, what's the excitement?
Yaakov Baruch.
The Baruch who eats by us Shabbos? What happened to him?
He's a chassan.
Mazel tov. Kindlech, for such excitement, I think you deserve some cookies. First, let me get the phone. Hello?
Zaidi!
Yeah, why don't you say it another 10 times? I feel good when you say it.
Zaidi, can you guess what happened?
Let me see what happened. No.
You know Yaakov Baruch, the bacher that eats by us?
Yaakov Baruch, the bacher that eats by us.
You know what happened to him?
He became bar mitzvah!
No! He became a chassan!
Mazel tov! Givaldik! Thank you so much for giving me that news! I have a beep. I have to run now, but may you always call with Psuris Tivis. It's your Baba on the phone. Yes, Malka. What's the matter?
Did you hear the Givaldike news?
Tell me, please tell me.
Yaakov Baruch, the Bachar who eats Bas Shabbos, became a chassan.
Mazel tov. May the Rebbeinu Shalom help that all of Klal Yisrael should be zoicha to only simchas. Thank you, Bobby.
I will be home soon.
Well, thank you for calling and give me the news.
Zaidi?
Yes, Kindlech?
But you knew from the first time. Why do you keep getting so excited every time someone calls?
And let me ask you, Kindlech, what is wrong with giving a Yid the pleasure of making him feel good? You know how good people feel when they bring good news? So what's the problem? Let me tell you a story. You know, the Russian army is not like the American army. Under the Tsar, Yidden were drafted sometimes even as small children, and they were sent into the battlefield as children. Well, one day in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, the Kovner Rav, someone came knocking at his door. What's the matter, Baruch?
I got this letter. I was drafted. I'm only 15 years old, and they're taking me to the army.
Go to the examination. I'll be mispal for you. I don't know if I can say shir today. I must say tillim.
I must be misspelled for him. Oy, Ono Hashem, Oy Shiyono.
Rabbi, Rabbi, did you hear the news, Rabbi?
No, what news?
Baruch was freed. Baruch is free. They released him from the army.
Geloib to Heilige Beshefer, Baruch Hashem, thank you for bringing me the Psura Taiva.
Who's knocking on the window over there?
Rabbi, Rabbi, this is Nassim. I came to tell you great, great news. You know, Baruch, he went for an interview to the army this morning. He was freed. They released him. They said that he's not capable to be a soldier. They released him.
Geloib to Heilige Beshefer, Nassim, Nassim, thank you so much for bringing me that Psura Taiva.
Oy vey. Who's standing by the back door?
Grab it! Grab it! Just got Marty Canoes! Marty Canoes! What's his name? Baruch! Yeah, Baruch! He was freed from the army! Yeah, from the army! Did you know that?
Thank you for telling me! Skyach! Skyach!
They let him go because they said that he forgets things sometimes. He's too forgetful. I think that's why they let him go. Maybe. I'm not sure.
Skyach, Skyach, I will always remember that you brought me the Psura Taiva.
Which Psura Taiva? Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Rabbi?
Yes?
Why do you get so excited? You knew already. Why do you jump up and down by everyone who comes to tell you the same Psura?
Tell me something. When you tell someone news and it's good news, do you feel good?
I feel great.
And if the person says, I know it already, how do you feel?
I feel terrible.
So what's wrong with giving a Yid some nachas? What's wrong with that?
Do you understand, Kinderloch?
Yes, Zaidi. You know, a lot of times someone starts saying a story and I just feel like saying, oh, come on.
The Harkas Tzadikim says, a smart person knows the entire story but is willing to listen to it again because he's going to pick up some new pointers. And a fool knows only a drop of the story, but he'll stay only knowing a drop because he says, oh, I know that already. A Chacham listens, and a Yid with a heart will do anything he could to make someone else feel good. And it's so easy to make other people feel good. You don't have to wait for bad things to try to make people feel good. Even in simchas, you can make people feel good. You know the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah Kinderloch? How many Adim came to tell them about the Levana?
Many, many groups came.
And did they need all of them?
No, they did not.
What did they do for them?
They made a big suda for them. And they questioned every group separately.
Did they need to hear from every group separately?
No, they did not.
So why then did they ask everyone a question?
Because they didn't want to make them feel bad that they came for nothing. They wanted they should always come back whenever they know new.
Well, that's what the Mishnah says, to encourage them to come back again. But we can learn something else from here. We can learn how important it is to make someone feel good, even though, as far as you're concerned, you can say, I don't need you. Do you understand why I jump up every single time someone brings me good news? Oh, look who's coming. The cook from your yeshiva, Mr. Alexei. Did you hear the gewaltige good news? The gewaltige good news? Did you hear?
What's the good news?
Yaakov Baruch became a chosen.
Mazel tov, I'm so excited. Thank you for telling me the news, Mazel tov.
That's not the news that I meant. I meant the good news is that he hired me to be the caterer. By the chasana, by the vart, by the tnoyim, by the priest, by the pigeon, and by everything. That's the good news.